Home care, how can I help you?
Is this Monica? Hello?
Yeah, hi, how can I help you?
Hi, is it Monica?
No. Can I help you?
Can I speak? Yeah, my name is Deborah Novy. I've been dealing with Family First. I'm trying to be an aide for my daughter, Nicole Novy, who was going to be a client, a patient, whatever you want to call her. I don't know if you're
sure. Sure, yeah. And you want to speak to Monica?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. Give me just a minute.
Okay.
What's the patient's name?
Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Novy, N-O-V-I.
And the patient already signed up with our agency?
Well, you guys are at the point where you're waiting for I'm just waiting to get her hours. We had the meeting on Monday with the Keystone First Insurance, and that went well. And it's at that standpoint where you're waiting to see. And I had a file with you guys because I just worked for Family First like a year, not even a year and a half ago, less than a year and a half ago. And
I did Nicole Novy. Let me just look into the status.
And I just wanted to let you know that yesterday I did a lot of the, I sent my license. I sent my Social Security card. I did my direct deposit form. I submitted all that. Back in October, I did the competency, what we call the test. And now the girl, whoever it is I'm dealing with, who's the one that says amazing a lot, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's all she says to me. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit perturbed. But she's sending me the thing again to take the test again. I did all that already. All I needed to do was do the TB test, and I'm ready to roll to be hired again if you want to hire me again to be the aide for my daughter. And
sure.
We've been waiting since October for her to get back on her waiver because her waiver was suspended because she went in a nursing home for a year. And then because it was over a year, it was like a week or something over a year, or no, a month, I think, over a year, that the government took away her waiver, so we had to do the whole big shebang again. Do you understand?
I see
you've
spoken with Kaya before as well.
What's her name?
Kaya.
Kaya. Is she the one that's following this and, saying?
Yeah. Yeah, let me see if she's available. You want to speak to her?
I'd rather she tells me that you're handling all that as far as knowing what I need to do to get hired. So do you see it? Do you have a file on me as far as being an employee and what I need to do yet? Because she keeps saying I need to do all these things that I've done already. Do you have my file, Deborah Novy, as an employee? Are going to be an employee?
So actually, that should be a question for the intake department. So I would tell you to speak with Chaya and, check that with her. Can I check if she's available?
Okay. She tells me she's available. I have other ones.
Yeah, the problem is Monica is not available on the moment, so I'm just checking to see if she
Who am I speaking with then?
I'm Chaya. There's another Chaya who you spoke with earlier.
Maybe
I'm just going to send a message for Monica to give you a call.
Okay, I need to know. If I have other healthcare agencies, actually bugging me to go with them, and I really, I had started, I worked with Family First, that year ago,
right.
And I wanted to just try to stay with you, but you know, I'm getting offers, and this is getting, I'm not getting anywhere.
That's right. Right. I hope she can help you. Chaya is available to take your call. Can I go ahead and transfer you?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Perfect. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.